chasing the rabbit so you don't have to. Here they are, Mark and Don, the two crazy guys.
Alrighty, hey, welcome back to another broadcast episode. Oh my God, I can't believe they didn't really let us in the same building. We're actually broadcasting from two different locations.
Yeah.
But anyway, my name is Big D, and I'm with the other crazy guy, and it's somebody's birthday today.
Oh yeah.
Happy birthday, Mr. Mark.
Mark, yeah, I'm an old man, 66.
You use the Mr. very, very lightly, because they can't see on the air what you really are, so. Double six, huh?
Yeah, 666. You know, if I'd have been born on the sixth, then it could be 666 or whatever. If you know, if I were superstitious, which I'm not.
Neither. That six thing doesn't. Whatever. So,
it's boy, like walking when walking under ladders. Oh, yes. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. We're back, and we're socially distancing.
But, we are distanced.
Are we about 10 miles apart here?
Maybe. So anyhow, we're doing the show, and because our boss pretty much told us we so I like to cook stuff, and I put my stuff out on Facebook and whatnot, and John Jeffers, the founder of Country Radio Network, basically got on there and said, "Try making an episode, will you?"
He was so happy. I uploaded a podcast, you know,
yeah,
and put it on Podbeam, and then he shared it to YouTube and stuff because he's like, "Oh my God, content!"
Well, today, and forever, at least until the election time, is trigger time.
It's time
to start triggering as many people as I can in person. And here's why. So we all know this COVID-19 man-made Chinese virus bullshit.
Because it's from China.
Remember, COVID stands for Chinese originated virus.
Yeah. And I like how Trump always says, because it's from China.
Yeah. So the Chinese virus is running amok in the country, or is it really? Is that just what we're just being told? So everybody's paranoid today, nowadays, and they want everybody to wear these stupid, freaking silly-ass masks that, all right, so we can go into that if you want, but I choose to not wear a mask for a couple of, I have health issues.
Yeah.
Okay. I do. I suffer from the smokers. I used to smoke 2.5 packs of cigarettes a day for 19 years. I now suffer from COPD, and I have the smoker's cough. And
now,
so
now you just smoke pork.
Well, yeah. And so those of you that are watching this on video, see my Trump hat, you see Mark's Trump shirt, Triumph shirt. Thank you, Mr. Free, for sending us those, by the way.
Right.
And so, by the way, those of you who want to, you can log on to MrFree.shop and check him out. He's a great American patriot. Go support the guy, will you?
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't wear a face mask because I have – it's difficult for me. And our wonderful mayor and city council have all decided that they're going to put an illegal mandate out upon the people. Because remember, the government's role is to serve and protect the people, not to tell you what the hell you can and cannot do.
Well, I have a question. Now, so Sierra Vista here has done a mandate.
Yes.
You have to wear a mask. So wouldn't that fall under an unfunded mandate unless they want to provide the masks for everyone?
True. That's very true.
Because they can't just make a mandate without funding for that. So I don't get it.
That's true. But so they've decided that they're going to make this mandate. Ooh. It's an unconstitutional, illegal mandate to begin with. Okay. And so this goes hand in hand with, you know, they're saying that if you can't social distance and you blah, 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 all this other bullshit, you have to wear a mask.
Right.
Well, I don't buy into that bullshit. Sorry, but I just don't. And I know Mark doesn't buy into the bullshit either, because it's what it is bullshit.
Right. I got in trouble for not buying into it.
Yeah, me too. I've been stopped, and I've been asked, and I said, you know what? I have health issues. Well, what's your problem? I said, you can't ask me that because of HIPAA.
Right.
Okay. But so anyway, now Walmart has decided they're going to jump on the bandwagon, and they're going to demand nationwide, all of the same as Costco, anybody that goes into their store has to wear a mask.
Right.
Okay. Well, I bought me a face shield. Okay. Because the mask will fuck with me. Excuse the French.
Right.
I just dropped an F bomb. Mark, please forgive me. So,
I say fuck it.
I decided that I was going to do the unthinkable, and I'm going to trigger as many sons of bitches as I can. They want to force this freaking bullshit on me. I went and bought me a Trump 2020 face mask. And as soon as that son of a bitch comes in, I'm wearing it every freaking where I go. And when I go to Tucson, which is the most liberal freaking state in Arizona, I will be donning that mask all throughout Costco. And I hope to God I trigger as many freaking people as I can.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. You know, and I won't wear them. I mean, I don't have health conditions, but, you know, Charmaine got pleurisy one time when she had pneumonia. And that looks painful as hell. And just working on my house, under the house, and with insulation and you know, cellulose and all that. You know, I'll wear a mask because I don't want to breathe that crap in. And I can tell after like 40, 50 minutes, the mask gets humid, it gets stale. I'm still coughing. It's just not coughing up fiberglass. So, yeah, I won't wear it. And I'll just tell everyone I got a health condition. And if they ask me what, I'll just tell them. I'll mentally shoot people.
Well, I'm only wearing it now just because I want to trigger people. That's all.
Yeah.
So what reason.
Yeah. And I thought about getting 2020 masks or just getting a piece of paper, you know, and just wear it like some dopey kid, because that's what they gave me at the court when I went for my court case. This is like a stupid paper shield. It's not even a mask. It's a shield. Yeah. So I just, you know, I was talking to my friend that's a respiratory therapist. They go, if everybody in America wore a mask, then it might help. But I go, that's 300 and some million people, say on an average of five times a day, they have to change that. That's a lot of mask. You know, we have a shortage just because of the hospital beds and rooms.
Here's my thing, man. So the masks are useless. They don't work. No. Right. First of all, in order to look, you have to form a seal around the nose and the mouth.
Right.
It has to form a seal like a full face respirator or an air supplied SCBA tank.
Right. And they don't. They don't have that.
Scuba underwater breathing apparatus. No. So these little surgical masks that you see people wearing, number one, they're designed to be worn in a controlled environment.
Yes.
Right. They're designed to prevent a surgeon from coughing or sneezing or spitting or whatever into an open wound. They are not designed to protect that surgeon from germs. They're used in a very sterile and clean environment. Okay, yep. That's number one. Number two, they don't filtrate out. Like I said, they don't make a face, a proper seal on your face. So that's a waste. The other thing is an N95. You hear everybody talking about the N95 masks.
Right.
So the N95 mask is basically designed to filtrate out down to it's 0.13 microns. Okay. So if you have the coronavirus that is actually 0.12 microns in size, somebody please explain to me how these masks are filtrating out a virus that is smaller than the particulate filtration in the mask. It doesn't make any sense to me. And how it is that they're going to make this mandate. Now, the other thing that gets to me is you see these guys wearing these masks all day long. Okay. Your body is designed to breathe in oxygen. So when you're breathing in oxygen and then you're wearing a face mask, you're restricting how much oxygen you can bring into your lungs. Now, we as humans breathe out CO2, carbon dioxide. It's the stuff that the plants breathe in. So if you have a face mask right in your face and you breathe in, restricting your oxygen intake, and then when you breathe back out again, you're breathing out all that CO2. And then when you breathe back in again, you're not breathing in the oxygen. You're also breathing in the CO2 that you just exhaled out into your face mask. Tell me how that's healthy.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's almost like putting a bag over your head when you're hyperventilating. You know, the air's not moving that fast. And then the more humid it is because you're breathing, you know, it's trapping stuff. None of the people that I know in the medical field even think it's necessary. And like I say, one of my buddies is a respiratory therapist. And he's like, he won't even wear them. He's like, I don't need to wear them. You know, so it's all horse crap or bull crap, whichever.
Well, it's smoke and mirrors. And this is what look, Mark, this thing is not about the virus. This thing is about compliance. This thing is about making you comply when they tell you to, because guess what's coming next?
Oh, digital currency. And
No. Next is coming the shot, buddy.
Oh yeah, that's right. The shot, which, me and Terry were going round and round on that about the shot. Yeah. And he said, you know, 'cause like if they have your kids and then they, you know, have a case at school where magically someone tests positive, then they're going to lock down the school. Your kids are locked down in that school. And now they're not going to let your kids out unless they get vaccinated and the whole family gets vaccinated.
Well, your kids aren't even going to be allowed to go to school unless they've had the vaccine.
Right. So then
you go to try to get your license readjusted. If you move and you go to try to get your license updated, well, sorry, but you're going to have to get the vaccination before we can supply you with another driver's license.
Yeah. And you know, and I hate to be the kind of guy that makes this comment, but when are people going to just start shooting people? I mean, the founding fathers would have been down at the governor's mansion, pulling them people out of the office and arresting them.
Yeah.
Or tarring and feathering them.
Yeah.
Now we're just all, I guess I'll comply. You know, so many of my friends, you know, are on the mask wagon. And that's what I said. The scary thing about wearing masks is that we're being told to wear them by politicians. That's not how it works in America.
Right.
You know,
so there was a gentleman here in Sierra Vista, I guess like the following week after the mandate, there was a peaceful little protest. Right. Not a whole lot of people. It was a small group of people. They showed up there at City Hall during one of the council meetings over there. And the guy went inside. He was not wearing a mask. And he did his call to the public. The police officer was standing at the door and to mandate that he wore a mask. And he said, "You cannot make me wear a mask. I'm going in there." And he walked right the police officer right up the stairs and right up to the podium and told him exactly what he thought. Did he do anything? No. But cheers and kudos to that guy for standing his ground.
Well, and, you know, and I hate to say it, and I love law enforcement to a point, you know, they need to pick a side, because just like the McCloskey family, you know, that had their guns taken from them for brandishing their guns, protecting their home. And the people were like, well, the police were very pleasant. They were apologetic. They were very polite. And it's like, yeah, but they did it anyway. It doesn't matter how polite Stalin is when he's killing, you know, millions of people. It doesn't matter if Hitler was a nice guy. The reality is they still went to their home, issued the search warrant, took their guns, and then the police are going to be like, well, I don't know why the people don't support us. It's like, pick a side. You know, tell us side or our side.
The only reason this whole thing up in Seattle, this CHOP thing happened, was because they were allowed to do it. Right. When the mayor said, okay, that's enough, clean it up. They went in there, the police went in there, and in 20 minutes, they had it all done. It was done. They were only doing the whole thing because they were allowed to. Look, we're going to have to take a break. We're going to come back. I want to talk about that when we come back. Let's take a break. We'll be right back after this. Do not go away.
Are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Black Metal Firearms are a couple guys I know personally and friends of mine that put together some great accessories for all your firearms needs. Everything that I've seen them do is just top-notch and very nice looking. BlackMetalFirearms.com. Check them out. I think you'll be glad you did. Go to Facebook, Black Metal Firearms. They got a great page there too. Learn more about the workmanship and the craftsmanship they put into every accessory and every build they do.
Hello, listeners. This is John Jeffers of the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network. I want to talk to you, the members of the Intelligentsia. And you are members of the Intelligentsia because you listen to Contra Radio Network. And all of our shows are heard around the world. And one of the things I want to talk to you about is if you're looking to do a show, a podcast, I urge you to come on over and check out Contra Radio Network. Now, the best thing about this is this. This is something we have. You know, with Contra Radio Network, we do a live streaming on Live 365. And because we do, you can have copyrighted music in your programs because we're covered under the BMI and ASCAP licensing. And that's really cool. And let me tell you something else, my friends. We'll allow you to do any show you want to do on any subject matter. That's right. So do me a favor. Why don't you come on over to Contra Radio Network, check out our rates. I guarantee you, you're going to find it to be not only competitive, but we can beat most everybody. So check out ContraRadioNetwork.com/CRN-broadcasting. That's ContraRadioNetwork.com/CRN-broadcasting. I'm John Jeffers, right here on the Jeffers Brief on Contra Radio Network, saying thank you to the intelligentsia. Come on over and give us a try. You won't be sorry, I promise.
Talking the issues and taking the hit. Here they are, the two crazy guys.
All righty, welcome back to the second segment of today's program. My name is Big D. I'm with my co-host, Mark Boyle, a.k.a. Prepper Guy. We were talking about the coronavirus, and we there towards the end of the first segment started talking about CHOP. So fear not, my friends, because there's a lot of talk going on right now about this Antifa BLM, and what's this new group now that's out there?
Fucking Around Coalition, so NFAC.
NFAC. All right. So the pictures are floating around social media of these guys, these clowns wearing their freaking leotards that they got at wish.com. God help them if they ever got in a combat situation. So, yeah. You know, they're walking around with, they don't even have, I mean, there's one picture of a guy. This dude doesn't even have his freaking sight on his 20. He's holding a 22, by the way.
Right.
He doesn't even have it mounted right. And the other thing is, it's jammed. You can see it's jammed.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, man, these guys don't even know how to use firearms. And they're walking around the streets like a bunch of freaking morons.
Right.
Let me tell you something, buddy. Let me freaking tell you something. These guys are going to walk into the wrong town one day. And there's going to be a bunch of freaking rednecks that are going to freaking unload on them. And they're going to wish to God that they hadn't done it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know,
they're
it's
doing
like
what they're doing because they think that, oh, we've got this big presence and everybody's behind us and we're not messing around with you. And I posted a video. I sent it to you guys.
Yeah.
About this leader with his stolen valor. And the whole thing, you know, look, man, look, I'm just going to say it. Lives matter.
Right.
If you have to put a color or a race in front of that, then you are the racist.
Yeah. And maybe you're the one that don't matter personally, not as a group.
Because in my eyes, when I look at somebody, I don't care if they're red, white, black, or yellow. I don't give a damn. I'm looking at what's in your heart, and I'm looking at what's in your mind, and I'm not looking at the color of your skin. I could care less, man. But I'm going to tell you right now, you come freaking around my neighborhood, and you're going to be sorry.
Well, you know, you're like me. You were raised in a little bit less protected environment, you know. And the reality is, you know, what, there's 15, 20 million blacks in America. I would say that these big mouths are maybe, hell, give them 10%. That's not that many.
Sure.
The rest of them don't give a shit. They're just like you and me. Right. They want to finish their house or barbecue something or take their kids camping. Right. They're looking at this shit just like all the other, you know, groups of people like Mexicans. Most of them I know, good, hardworking people. They don't want immigration coming in and giving them, you know, all their refugees coming across free shit when they're paying taxes because, you know, Mexicans are paying taxes because they're here illegally. You talk to anyone with two brain cells and they're going to tell you the same thing. Those people don't represent me or my race or whatever. They're just they're the ones that are getting amplified and getting media play. You know, that's it. That's it. And so most people
It is. It's about now remember guys. And so remember guys, this is an election season.
Yep.
And this is about creating disruption.
Right. Yeah.
And like I said, the only reason it's being made as loud as it is because they're being allowed to.
Right.
All right. You don't see that shit happening in conservative run cities, towns, and states.
No.
Okay. You just don't. Because, like you said, nobody gives a shit.
No, they don't. Most sane people just want to be left alone, you know, pay their whatever their taxes they're burdened with, and put their kids through school.
Right. You
know, maybe get a new car, maybe get some rims, whatever floats their boat, and that's it. All this political bullshit, most people are as annoyed with it as you and I are, and most Americans. You know, I read a good story one time about a guy, I don't think it was from Bosnia, but he had survived, you know, like a collapse of government. And he was talking about prepper groups, and he's like, you know, you guys with your bunkers, and you think you got your team of 200 people, and you're all going to go to the bunker, and you're going to hunker down and stuff. He goes, what the military will do is they will surround you and shoot at you for a while for shits and giggles. And then he goes, and then they're going to drop a bunker buster on you and move on. And he goes, you don't mess with the military. Even his crappy country, these yahoos at the NFAC or whatever they're called, if they went up against a National Guard group that was well-trained, they'd be put down in about 2 minutes. I mean, the gunfight wouldn't even last long enough to empty a couple. Yeah. So they need to shut up, and they're all like, we're preparing for battle. It's like, you better prepare to meet your maker, because most people, they don't care. They're not going to shoot you because you're black. They're going to shoot you because you're an asshole screwing shit up and coming around disrupting the status quo of America. You know, we just want to be left alone, really. And that's what pisses me off about all this the fucking mask stuff. It's like, you know, if the CDC, the World Health Organization, and Fauci could get on the same page for more than a 24-hour news cycle, I might listen to what they have to say. Mm-hmm. But they're all over the map every freaking day.
Every day.
You know, so it's like, I'm not going to believe them. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to put up with their crap. You know, if they say to send in $10 to save a family, I'm not going to do it, because they're just liars. You know, and I think you're right. They're going to try to shove this vaccine on us. They're screwing with the election. I want to ask you about the election too in a minute. And then they're going to move into digital currency. And I think we're in the boiling water phase.
Well, okay. Yeah. Let's get, I know you want to ask something, but what's with this coin shortage bullshit?
I don't know. Cause like, Charmaine knows somebody that was talking to one of the business owners in Benson there. And she was at the bank and said, hey, you know, what's the deal with the coin shortage? Just like you said. And they go, I don't know what everyone's talking about. We ordered a bunch of coins the other day and they were in the next day. So it's not like, you know, most people are shopping online. So it's not like there's a shortage of coins. They're all sitting around at the treasury. Just go, I wish somebody would order a bunch of freaking pennies, you know, because most people are shopping online. They're not using
it's. I mean, cash. All right. So,
did the money get COVID? I mean,
we've got all these coins, and then all of a sudden, like overnight, we have a coin shortage. Where did all the coins go?
It's aliens.
It's where did the aliens coins go?
Took Mark, them all. Have you watched that movie, Cowboys and Aliens? Where they were stealing all the gold, aliens. And it was going up into the spaceship. It's like, that's what happened to it.
The aliens took them all. I like that. That's going to be my answer from now on. I mean, it's like the water, man.
Yeah.
We have a water shortage. We do. The 3/4 of the Earth's surface is water.
Yeah. Yeah. There's as much as Adam and Eve had.
And I mean, all the water that was here when the planet was created, it's still here.
It didn't go anywhere. Well, that's what's so funny, and you talk to these
okay, shops, what's your question, man?
In our city, and they're like, oh, boy, you know, but the water tables are dropping. It's like, yes, day to day when people are watering, you know, like big giant farms and stuff, it goes down. But the mines in Tombstone are still flooded at 440 feet 100-plus years later. They're not going down. They fluctuate, And then when it goes down, it's like, look, shortage.
See, the only people that are claiming water shortage are those that want to monopolize it to control it so they can make money on it.
Right, because that's what I told one of the WaterWise guys. I go, don't tell me we're running out of water. Tell me you have to drill deeper to get good potable water, and I'll pay extra because I understand what it costs to pump water. But I go, you tell me I don't love the environment, and I'm going to plant 2 more acres of grass just to piss you off.
That's all right. I'm a murderer because I don't wear a mask.
You are. Yep, I'm
a murderer. Call me a murderer.
Well, you know, one of my friends came in here the other day or today.
But same guy who called me a murderer is okay with ripping babies out of their mom's womb, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're the murderers, but it's us. Well, no, he had a comment on the election, and he said he thinks they're going to keep Biden stringing along. And then when they have the convention, Kasich's going to quit the Republican Party, become Democrat. They're going to give it to him and what's her name, Michelle. And I was like,
nope.
That's something I hadn't heard, but Kasich is a dumb enough asshole to fall for that.
I think Hillary Clinton's going to walk away the nominee.
You think she'll just pop in and, hi?
I think she's going to walk away the nominee. Look, remember, it's an unbrokered convention.
Right. So
they know that there's no way that Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump in a straight up election. In fact, right now, with the momentum that he has, they know that they can't beat him, period, in a straight up election. That's why they're pulling all this bullshit. But now I could be wrong. All right. But I remember I said way back when there was 300 people on the Democrat ticket there back then, I was like, Joe Biden's going to be the man.
Right.
And so, but I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Basement Biden.
COVID basement Biden.
The dementiacrat party.
I saw that. The dementiacrat party. That was a good one.
I have to hat tip to what's his name? I just forgot the guy that put that on one of his things. Yeah, I was like, I got to steal that.
Yeah,
Wayne Allen Root. He's pretty good, you know, guy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It doesn't matter because it doesn't matter who they run.
No,
Trump's going to run away with it in a landslide.
No, I hear Trump's not going to get.
Oh, by the way, early voting is happening right now in our area. So those of you that are out there, we're pulling for Brandon Martin for Congress.
That's right. So, I just started filling that bad boy out.
Yeah.
Because I do it in early ballot because I'm a lazy ass. I'm going to write my name in as for mayor, I think, in Benson.
Yeah.
Just for shits and giggles. The guy that's running, Joe Conrad, is a pretty good guy. But I thought, well, if he's running contested, that's just not cool. Somebody needs to step up and challenge him, even though I might only get my vote. You know,
I would have voted for you, but
I think I'm going to just for fun. I told one of my friends that, and they're like, they know everybody in town, and they're like, oh, you'd be a good mayor. It's like, no, I don't really want the job.
I'm going to say this because it's going to piss a bunch of people off.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, far be it from me to tell you who to vote for, Mark.
Right.
But I voted for Daniel. Demand Daniel.
What, Mark Daniels, the sheriff, dude?
No. Daniel McCarthy. He's running against McSally.
Oh, yeah, I got him. Yeah. I did that. And then for Board of Supervisors, which nobody cares about because they're not, unless they live here in our county, I wrote in my friend's name, Randall S. Limbaugh. He always wears Trump stuff. He's been to like 10 Trump rallies.
So a very close and personal friend of mine, Tom Crosby, is running for our district for county supervisor. And of course, you know, I voted for him and I've been helping him put up signs and stuff like that.
What district are you in for Board of Supervisors, like for the county? Because mine is Board of Supervisors.
And Tom Crosby.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't. Yeah, he's not on.
You don't have list. Him. You're probably going to be. You probably have. Is Lori Kilpatrick on yours? Who's on yours?
For supervisors, Floyd, yeah. Heather Floyd and Peggy Judd.
Oh, yeah, Peggy Judd. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Peggy Judd, she is family to, remember Jimmy Judd?
Yeah, I love yeah. Jimmy Judd.
You know, yeah,
she's their family. You know, I mean, she did vote against the mandated mask wearing.
So yeah.
Kudos to her. But then she, you know, she actually comments on some of Charmaine's stuff because she'll sit there and say masks are bad for your health. And then Peggy says, well, you know, so are Polar Pops, but, you know, people still eat them and stuff. And I don't know. I just figured I'm not going to vote for her. I'm going to write in my friend and let, you know, let the ballot play out.
Yeah. I'm more than good with that, man. More than good with that. Listen, we're out of time.
No,
we are out of time. If you haven't voted yet, make sure you vote early and you vote often, as Bill Clinton would say.
That's right.
So after you drop that in the box, Mark, make sure you show up on election day to go vote
again. And I'll dig up, you know, some of my family, you know, and put them out there to vote too.
Yeah, we're out of time, guys. We got to get out of here with squeezing it. We will catch you again next time. Same bat, crazy place.
Bat on Contra Radio crazy. Network. Bat shit, crazy channel.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for tuning in. Catch them next time as they dig into the issues. The two crazy guys. Log on to the website at www.contraradionetwork.com.